Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Gabriella, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, how are you?
I am very well. I've got a big smile on my face because I'm talking to you. And I thought, tell me, what did you do to deserve such a wonderful honor last night?
Well, I've been working in the humanitarian world for a while. And also 5 months ago, I went to Honduras when the hurricane Eta and Iota hit. We were there. When we landed, we were very shocked to see how people were living, you know. The streets were completely destroyed. There was water everywhere. The people were living in their roofs and everything. So we delivered them water filters, solar lamps, psychological and medical consults. And I've been doing this for a lot, humanitarian. I work with this organization in Mexico. It's called Cadena. And
tell
in
us
Cadena,
a little bit more about Cadena, Gabriela.
Yes. In Cadena, we do hand-to-hand missions. You know, we delivered them everything hand-to-hand. We go to every community we can. We, since Cadena started, it started in 2005, we have helped more than 3.5 million persons all around the world. Wow. And I also took here with Cadena a course in Israel about search and rescue like a year and a half ago, and that's it. It's an incredible organization, you know. I'm very glad that I'm part of it.
What's its connection to the Jewish community of Mexico, or does it have a connection at all?
Yeah, Cadena, it's a Jewish organization. It's a part of the Jewish community in Mexico.
Okay.
We help people, obviously we help people that it's not Jewish, but the organization is
obviously,
of the
yeah. Gabriela, do you get any pushback because you consider to be Zionist or supporters of Israel? Do you find that there's pushback from the third world when you go and attempt to offer aid, or is it people just grateful to be receiving the assistance?
For me, I learned in Cadena that the new Zionism is to do Tikkun Olam, you know? It's like to take action and take a rightful place in the nations of the world, fighting the right causes to create a better world and to be a humanitarian in every place of this world. That's for me and what I learned there, what I have learned there. But what we want to create with the people, where we go in the communities and everything, it's to create like, to give them the tools to help themselves with other people. You know, we cannot go, we try to go to everyone, but if we can't, we like to show them how they can help their neighbors, their community, you know, not only like we go and give them the stuff. We teach them how to use it, how to help the other people around them.
Let's move over to the ceremony last night. I mean, tell us from a personal perspective, what did it feel like?
The best feeling I've ever felt. It's an honor. I'm very grateful. I cannot express the feelings that I had yesterday. You know, I was very, very excited. It's an honor to be there. It was an honor for me to be there. I was so grateful with Israel, with Cadena, with Shalom Corps for choosing me to light this torch. It's I cannot explain to you how I felt.
And I think you're one of the first, I'm not sure about this, but you're certainly one of the first members of the diaspora to be given that honor. Would that be correct?
Exactly. Exactly. It's a big, big honor. It was,
you know,
amazing.
I think
there have been a few. I'm not sure, but I think there have been a few members from the diaspora that also light the torch, but I'm not sure.
I must say I had connectivity problems last night, so I have difficulty watching the entire ceremony. But I was saying a little earlier, what I really loved about it was the fact that you were acknowledged, you and your organization and international Jewish humanitarian help, and also the fact that there was such a strong emphasis on the medical community, on the doctors, on the sisters, on the nurses. I found that to be a remarkable experience, given the year that we've been through.
Exactly. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. I was so grateful to meet all these amazing people that also lighted torches. It was amazing. They're incredible people. Like, I cannot explain you. Talking with them and learning their stories, you can tell that they're gonna be doing amazing things in this world.
I want to ask you a final question, and that's about Kadena again, only because I'm not very familiar with it. If South Africans wanted to get involved with it in any way, is there room for them to do that?
Of course, there's room for everyone. We would love to have you there. We would love to invite every person in this world who would like to come and be a humanitarian and a volunteer with us. It would be great.
Gabriela Strigler, thank you for talking to us today on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm going to admit it one more time. I'm super jealous of you. What I would have done to have got up there and said, Ule Tiferet, Medinat Israel, I'd probably live 5 lifetimes wishing I could do that. You did it in one. Kol hakavod, and thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.